Kia ora koutou, noa ototahi au, ke tuakana kai tohutohu arohe tokutunga mahi ko Rosemary Tokoingua. Hello, I'm Rosemary, the Senior Outreach Advisor based in Ototahi Christchurch. I live here with my husband and two sons, and I've worked at Heritage New Zealand Pohiri Tonga for about 8 years now. Before that, I did a PhD in oral history at the University of Canterbury and a few years of various oral history contracts, most of which were part of post-earthquake research projects. I wrote this piece on supporting the Otira Tunnel Centenary through recording oral histories because I wanted to share my love of oral history and the possibilities it gives us to supplement our historic records and archives. I was particularly intrigued by the Otira Tunnel memories because they had so many parallels with a personal project I've been working on for many years. Oral histories from the construction of the Manapouri Hydro Scheme in the 1960s and 70s. The people involved in these grand infrastructure projects endured such difficult conditions and dangers, and we still benefit today from their hard work and struggles. Through the tunnel on a jigger. On Friday the 4th of August, my colleague Robin Burgess and I left Christchurch early to take part in the event celebrating 100 years since the opening of the Otira Tunnel. Our frantic checking of weather forecasts was necessary as the sun shone down on the snowy landscape. Our role was to gather oral histories from the attendees, which we did in partnership with Selwyn Libraries. I recorded the oral histories in Selwyn Libraries' solar-powered Edge Connector van. Robin helped prospective interviewees fill out consent forms and schedule times in the marquee. Next to her, the Selwyn Library staff were kept busy scanning historic photos, documents, and photo albums. I had been slightly concerned as to whether we'd have many people interested in sharing their memories, but my worries were unfounded. I interviewed steadily for over 4 hours and completed 12 interviews ranging from 5 minutes to 30 minutes. I love oral history, and it was an absolute adrenaline rush for me to do so many interviews in a row, with not much warning of what the interviewees would speak about. There were some great family history recollections of grandparents who'd worked on the Otira Tunnel. One particularly fun tall tale involved tunnellers secretly breaking through from both sides and exchanging a packet of cigarettes before covering up the hole before the official hole through by the VIPs. Some of my favourite stories were from people who grew up in Otira and Arthur's Pass in the 1950s and 60s. The central role of the train in commerce, transport and social connections was clear. Many of the interviewees remembered as children catching a ride through the Otira Tunnel in a jigger, a small rail car that runs on rail tracks, or exploring the tunnel with siblings after a train had gone through. There were also memories of swapping a family cat for chocolate with a soldier on a troop train, swimming in the heated Otira swimming pool, helping shovel coal for the trains, and catching early morning trains for a day out in Christchurch or Greymouth. All of the interviews have been passed on to the Hokitika Museum, Selwyn District Libraries and Centenary Committee, where they can be accessed and used in years to come. Robin and I felt grateful that we were able to support all the incredible work of the Otira Tunnel Centenary Organising Committee with a practical contribution. Oral histories only become more valuable with time, as memories fade and people with lived experience pass on. Maybe these oral histories will inform the 150th Otira Tunnel celebrations.